What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. Attachment is not compassion.
Yeah, okay, I believe that.
Yeah. Brainworms.
Ew, gross.
Good old Star Wars zombies. You think we'll ever get those stormtrooper zombies back, death troopers?
I doubt it. Maybe for like a Halloween book. Like
technically,
a little kid's book.
Yeah, I think technically they were in a mobile game, but I'm inclined to think that doesn't count.
Maybe it's just these headphones, but it sounds echoey to me, this episode.
I think it's just the headphones.
Probably. Pippin, would you please not attack me while I'm trying to watch my shows?
We're doing important work, and if you could not bite us.
Ow.
These are your favorite.
Ew,
right, Molly? You love it when worms and bugs crawl in ears or noses or...
I super love it.
I like their tiger stripes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are cool. Feel like it. Tired.
I like that.
I
like that he slept through the nose thing. Like, it hadn't possessed him yet, and he slept through it just fine.
Do you think you would sleep through a worm crawling into your nose, into your brain?
I don't sleep through you talking in your sleep.
I don't talk in my sleep.
That's a lie.
You talk way more in your sleep than I do.
That's probably true.
No covers or anything.
Yeah, covers, pajamas.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's a comfortable place to sleep.
Ahsoka doesn't seem to disagree with you. On her Republic branded pillow.
Can't sleep. Gotta go eat something. A girl after my own heart.
That's what I do.
I'm all about the late night snacks. And my stomach just growled. It's like, oh, food? What?
Well, you're about to lose your appetite.
Well, maybe. It It is the 4th of July when we're recording this, so right now I should be eating a hot dog, but instead I'm looking at Brainworm Zoo.
Now, I wonder if all of these guys are under control of Karina the Great? Because, like, that's kind of what they hinted at.
The queen?
Yeah.
Maybe. Ooh, instead of Queen Bee, she could be Queen Z. Queen of the Zombies.
Like, in the middle of their little zombie story, they take the time to talk about whether or not the Jedi should be fighting a war.
There's no politics in Star Wars, Alex. Get your politics out of here.
And setting up the idea that Anakin will do what needs to be done, which comes up later in this episode. Some Order 66 foreshadowing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You think Palpatine got word of this and was worried for a second that he had accidentally set off Order 66.
Kicked the button.
Oops.
Oh no. I'm assuming that anyone listening to this with a commentary has already watched this episode, but I really like that these troopers, like, they have brainworms in them, and they're playing along. They're not just, like, completely mindless attack monsters.
Ooh, busted.
Doesn't feel like something that needed to be whispered. Like, everyone wants to hear when they call in.
Yeah. I mean, they were like, trust your Padawan.
Yeah.
And he's like, I do, but also keep your ears out because I don't. Something's up. Ew, 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 ew.
Great job, Ahsoka. Now there's two of them.
Looks like an overcooked piece of asparagus.
Maybe Anakin or Obi-Wan or somebody should have told Ahsoka and Barriss what happened in the last episode. They came back to Geonosis and they're like, everything's fine, nothing weird happened.
Nothing weird at all. Didn't see anything out of the ordinary.
So they can speak Geonosian, I guess.
Yeah, that's weird.
Stop breaking all the eggs. Obi-Wan wanted to study them.
For science.
Should keep a tally on how many times Ahsoka escapes into the vents. It's like her go-to.
She's small. She can fit in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it works for her. Kit and Obi-Wan just want to look at the worms. That's how every horror movie starts.
Yep.
We just need to study them.
What about alien species that don't have noses? Do the worms just go through their any orifice? Hmm.
I mean, it was coming out of the mouth. So, like, yeah, I think it could get in through a mouth or eye or ear.
Super not okay. Did you know about these worms?
Anakin, why didn't you tell us about the worms?
Obi-Wan pops his head in like, if you find one, just trap it under a glass.
Yeah. This kind of foreshadows what happens with Barriss.
Dang, Anakin.
Good use of the Imperial March.
Mm-hmm. No one's like, hey, Anakin sure does like to choke people on occasion. I wonder what that's about.
It's a weird hobby.
Yeah, the music is good in this episode. Back up in the vents. You were just up there with her.
Come on, Barriss. I wonder if the worm, like, has access to all their memories and stuff. I think we brought this up in the last commentary. Like, can... Now I'm trying to remember if... Did Barriss just use the Force at all?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
Like, does this give... Assuming Karina the Great is controlling them, does she get access to the Force?
Mm-hmm.
What if she learns how to use the Force and becomes a better person?
It's kind of like... I brought this up a while back when... It was, I think it was the Cad Bane episode when the changeling is a Jedi. And I was like, can they use the Force?
That, I think, is just cosmetic.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool. Trying to slow down a ship in space with tractor beams. Man. The worm's really making Barriss's voice creepy.
Yeah. Maybe if Ahsoka had more clothes on, she wouldn't be so cold.
That's true. Maybe if the ship had blankets or pajamas.
Yeah.
Where are the fuzzy pants in this ship?
Maybe a comforter. They got pillows.
It's fun. Like, I know that it's just because cloth is really difficult to animate. Mm. That's probably why she didn't have a blanket.
Yeah.
Just like yank the worm out.
Yeah, but then it is in your hand.
If I had a worm coming out of my mouth, would you stab me or would you pull the worm out?
It depends on how far out.
That was a long pause. That was a long pause.
Depends on how far out the worm is sticking. I would go get an oven mitt first.
Wow. Guess we have to have a talk after this commentary.
Well, What if I'm really good with a lightsaber and I can just cut the tip off that's sticking out?
I don't know if I trust you. I've seen you hit our fan while you're twirling our lightsabers around.
Well, in the new house, the ceilings are a bit higher, so we can work around that. I always just make that sound in my head whenever he smiles.
I just think about how we met him.
Yeah.
Not even at a Star Wars thing, at a comedy thing. And he was very funny.
Yeah, he does improv comedy.
Oh.
Abrupt end.
I was like, what happens next? Oh, it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
I think we're done with the zombies.
Good. No more worms.
I like the zombies. All right, well, let's go have a meaningful conversation about when to kill me because I have a worm coming out of my mouth. And the answer is never. Pull the worm out. Well, thank you guys for listening along. Thanks for being our patrons. And as always, may the Force be with you.